Well, hello everyone and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 7th of December 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Now, first up, I do sort of owe you an apology that there was no Thursday podcast this week. I did warn you, I had a work Christmas party, and to be honest, the day after I was in no fit state to sit in front of a microphone. And also give you a really kind of an episode you deserve. So rather than put out something half-hearted, I decided to rest up and come back to you properly tonight. Did warn you that might happen, of course, but there was no way I could do anything on Friday. I was rather ill, to be honest with you. Now, this has actually got me thinking. When I was out on Thursday night, we really do need a vegetable garden-themed Christmas party at some point, don't we? Just the most ridiculous allotment: Christmas jumpers, parsnip snack-shaped crackers, Brussels sprout nibbles on the table, trading seeds, Secret Santa gifts. I just think there's something in there that we can make it more relevant to what we do. Got lots of ideas, just that need thrashing out. Now today, I have been out with this month's seed pack and I've been sowing the spring onions. Now it is December, which does make this particular seed a bit of a careful operation, but it's still well worth doing because spring onions are one of those crops I just never get tired of. They fit into all sort of meals, they don't take up much space, and they are a great way to use any little gaps in beds or containers. So tonight I'm just going to talk you through exactly how I'm sowing them at this time of year, and then just share a little bit how I'm using a rare week off to finally get on top of those bigger nagging jobs, sorting out both my sheds, for example, ready for the growing season. Now, sowing spring onions in December, really easy thing to start off. If you've already opened this month's seed pack, you may be thinking it's not the right time to sow these seeds. December sowing just needs a bit of a different approach. That's because the days are short, temperatures are low, but we're going to give these seeds a bit of protection and just a gentle start. Where I'm sowing mine undercover in the veggie pod. For me, that is the perfect place. You could, of course, sow them in the greenhouse or a polytunnel, bright windowsill indoors if that's all you got. Lots of options. I do design these seeds to be sown on whatever you may have. Now, the main things that we need to avoid are cold, soggy compost that never really warms up, and very dark corners where the seedlings have to stretch for light. So a nice bright windowsill away from blast and central heating, that can work really well. Of course, a good peat-free seed compost with a fine texture. You don't need anything fancy, but it just helps if there are not any big lumps in it. You can sow them in containers, module trays, small pots, seed trays, whatever you have. Spring onions actually like being in little clumps, so they're not really aiming for perfectly spaced seedlings. In modules, I'll drop several seeds in each cell, and they'll just happily grow together. So here's a simple method that I'm using. Just simply fill the trays or pots with moist compost and level it off. Firm the surface down with my hand. Sow in a few seeds, modules, 6 to 8 seeds into each cell in a tray. Just sprinkle them thinly over the surface, maybe in a pot a few more. Cover with a light layer of compost, about 0.5 centimetre. Label and keep them somewhere warm and light. Just water gently from below with a very fine rose, just so you don't wash all the seeds all over the place. Now, it is December. As I said, mine will be in my veggie pod, which has a bit of a cover, but that gives you a bit of warmth. You really need temperatures between 10 to 15 degrees C for these to germinate. So the veggie pod is perfect. As I said, frost-free greenhouse will be fine. Windowsill will be fine. Don't need a lot of heat, just enough to take the chill out of the air. Now, they could take a bit longer to germinate, but don't worry about that. As long as the compost is just moist, not waterlogged, they'll sit there and they will get going when they are ready. Then once the seedlings have popped up and are a few centimetres tall, we just simply pop them on a windowsill or somewhere with plenty of light. Turn the tray regularly if you are growing them on a windowsill, just so they don't get leggy, just so they get plenty of room and they aren't hiding behind any bigger plants. For me, they'll be in a veggie pod, so they will be fine on there. As we creep on towards the spring, the weather improves, we will then plant them out in the little clumps if that's how we have sown them, and we'll just continue to grow them. Now, you can start harvesting them when they are about pencil thickness. Just pull them or cut whatever you need for the day's cooking and leave the rest to carry on bulking up. And that is all there is to do it. You can actually treat them almost like cut and come again salad leaves, which is a really good way of using them, in all honesty. Now, I have got this week off work from the day job and I really want to make the most of it. As you know, time has been such a precious commodity lately, and I've got a long list of jobs I just keep saying I would do when I get a minute. Well, this week is going to be that. High on that list are my two sheds. Now, I'm often saying I'm tidying my sheds. They become a bit of dumping grounds. You know how it goes. Well, I really want to get those sheds organised, finally. I mean, I say that, but I always try and keep them organised. But I'm going into both my sheds and having that sort out. That sort out I say I'm going to do later, that's going to be this week. Taking them on one at a time, it doesn't need to become overwhelming, and we're just going to go through, empty the shed perhaps, find what comes out, what we don't need, what we actually own, refit them, get rid of any broken tools or anything that we're not going to need, and keep the sheds organised and tidy. I like everything to be easy to get to. Should be a fairly good week, actually. I'm looking forward to it. It's not the most glamorous gardening job, but I know that when we get it right, when spring comes, I'll be glad just to be able to walk into my shed, lay my hands on exactly what I need, and that will be that. Now, that's where I'm at this week. Spring onions quietly germing away for future harvests. A big push to get the sheds and the rest of the jobs under control before the season really starts. Just want to say a huge thank you for being part of the Supporters Club, because you know me and you've been with me on this journey. It always feels like I'm chatting to friends when I sit down. If you sow your onion seeds this week, your spring onions, please do share us how you get on. I do like to set you a bit of a mission of the week for Sunday. So my mission for this week is just to suggest one small way that you can make your shed or your greenhouse or your storage a little bit easier for the next season. Just one little way. That's all it is. Something really, really simple. Let me know how you get on. You know my email address is richard@thevegetgrowerpodcast.co.uk. It's one thing I need to sort out this week. Get back to a few emails and clear out my email inbox. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. We will be back again on Thursday, and I can't remember what we're going to be sowing, but we're going to be sowing something. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.